to the Leamington United Mennonite Church Sunday Morning Message Podcast. For more information about Leamington United Mennonite Church, please visit our website at www.lumc.ca.
Winter was giving out parables for the summer, and he sent out the list, and he offered me the prodigal son. And I thought to myself, I just did sermons on that. As a matter of fact, I did a very lengthy sermon here, and then we used to have a second service. I did another 20 more minutes on the other brother, and all of a sudden I thought, well, that was 30 years ago. They might have forgotten what I said. I'm going to go briefly through this story that you all know, and just want to have you think about each of the people. Let's talk first about the father. The father in the story is God, and he is the parent in the story. And he has two jobs, as I can see it, and that is, number one, to sort of set up a parenting framework, a family framework. And that family framework would be that his family have safety, and that his family also be happy. And so he frames his farm, and I think it's a farm, he frames his farm as being safe and happy, and with some really good basic rules on how to have that. And then he underlines and speaks and says to his two sons, one day this will all be yours. This will all be yours. Let's talk about the younger brother. He's got that itch in him, and we all know that kind of person. And he is called the prodigal. But basically, he's a young man who's got some bubbling in him and some activity in him. And I would think that we're going to have to say that he's called among the sinners and the tax collectors. Everything he does is ethical infractions. He goes off to immorality. He breaks laws and rules and morals. He tells his dad, I would like everything now. I would like it all right now. In fact, if we do a cultural check, he has gone to his father and he has said, I wish you were dead. We need to stop for a minute and think about what he did. I wish you were dead so that I could have my part now. And then he takes what the father's half is, and he goes off into that life. And oh, he has friends for a while, and then he runs out of money. And we know that story in our lives as well. Friends when you have money, and friends when you don't have money. Very different story. He ends up with the pigs in the mud. This week I was thinking, if you would like Randy to reflect, how about sit him in the mud for 3 weeks outside with livestock? I would become very, very reflective about life. Would you? And so he memorizes a speech, and I want you to think about that as well. We all do that. I've memorized long speeches in the night. I've memorized long speeches in my car. I'm going to go deliver these long speeches. And he has this long speech about, I would be a servant. I would be a slave. I would take the lowest hut down at the end of your property. I would just live in the barn. He has that whole memorized speech. But remember, the father is the God figure and interrupts that speech and it's full embrace. Full embrace with grace. All of it. Embracing that boy. Starting a large feast for him. Welcoming him home. Now let's talk about the other brother who's working in the field, who's had years of steadiness. Actually, he's the guy that follows the law by the law because it's the law, and he reminds other people about the law. He's the Pharisee. As Jesus was telling this story, people would have recognized that immediately. This is the follower of all of the rules. And here, though, we have a heart that's tested. He has a memorized speech, too. Did you see it? He actually goes to his father and says, I want to talk to you about your son. Oh, isn't that interesting? He didn't even name his brother. Think about that one. I want to talk to you about him. And he has this memorized speech, and it's full of fire and barbs and a lot of prickles. And the father interrupts that too with embrace and grace. Now, I should open my sermon notes. This parable is called The Loving Father, The Two Brothers, The Lovesick Father, The Lost Son, The Return of the Son, The Forgiving Father. I think I would like to conclude by saying, it's a sermon of grace and grace and more grace. And it's the sermon of two lost sons. One so visible in the ethical and moral trail that he wandered, and one who had rules and rules and rules. But when he was tested in that 1 minute, he didn't have a love heart. He had something that needed some help. The Father has grace with both styles of sons. And when we have more time, right, Mary? When we have more time, I will do the other parts of the sermon about how I grew up with four brothers on four different wandering paths and how I have two sons of my own. And this week, two grandsons. I have lots of material, but we're going to head off to a park, and I just want to just do a short prayer with you. Lord God, we like to call you Father. We thank you so much for the lessons from Jesus, the human and the heaven content of these parables. Thank you for the way that you reveal your kingdom and your pathway for the kingdom in these stories. Thank you for the story here about grace, your most precious gift to all of us. In all the styles of followers that we are, we still need your grace. Amen.
If you have questions or comments about the previous recording, please send us an email to lumc@live.com. If you would like more information about Leamington United Mennonite Church, please visit our website at www.lumc.ca.